It's Hidden Gems Day, presented by Breezewood Floors in Fanshawe College. We are profiling the studio at the Simcoe branch of the Norfolk County Public Library, as well as the cool tech across all their other branches. We spoke with Carly Magic, technical library coordinator down in that studio in the Simcoe branch. Here's that interview.
I guess, you know, we're doing the segment right now. It's a hidden gem. Some of the cool spots and places and people of Norfolk County that people might not know about. Maybe can you just explain where we are right now and why it's kind of a neat place?
Yeah, we are in the studio at the Simcoe branch of Norfolk County Public Library. It's in the basement, so not everybody knows about it yet. It was just getting ready to open when we went into lockdown in 2020. So now everything is here ready to go. We have a film and recording studio in here. So in the film studio, we have a green screen and camera equipment, lighting, and audio equipment so you can record your film, and then editing software for you to edit it. And then we have an audio studio as well for recording audio, whether that's for your video or for music or podcasts or storytelling, anything like that.
And this is one of the things, too, where I've heard some people who have come and used this thing. It's like not everyone knows about it, but the people who do use it appreciate it.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
And what can we talk about maybe some of the other tech that you have here too? Like, come back to this room, but like, if you go upstairs and some of the other branches as well, some of the other cool ways you guys are using technology. Again, library is more than books, right? Mm-hmm. So talk about the other cool tech that's around the library branches.
Yep. Three of our branches, soon to be four, each have their own 3D printer that the public can use. They just need their library card and to pay for any filament that they use. And 3D printers are great for prototyping designs if you have any kind of like problem-solving tools or inventions, but also just, you know, for fun is fun to do. And then it also kind of presents its own sort of creative problem-solving and design challenges too, which are fun to work through and just great exercise for anybody to do.
If people want to use this studio that we're in right now, what's the process? Is they come in any time? Is it you call ahead, book a slot? How does that work?
You can definitely call ahead and book a slot because it's good to know that if you're going to be, you know, sinking your teeth into a project, that it's going to be available when you plan to use it. But if it's available and you walk in, you can also use it then. You do need to be 14 years or older and have a valid library card. And then we just have a waiver to sign the first time you use it. And then that's on your library card record and you don't have to deal with paperwork again after that.
And one of the things they said that I like about this too is like, if you're a creator, you can go and create some stuff here. But even if you're like a musician, you just need a good place to play for a little while. Like, you know, with electronic drums there, this is an ideal place just to practice even.
Yeah, definitely. We have electronic drums, an electronic keyboard, and an electric guitar. And people can also bring their own instruments, but it's also a great kind of gateway for people who are interested but don't have the resources themselves yet. A great first step to get your foot in the door.
And just make sure too, when it comes to the film editing and stuff like that as well, there's a bunch of different options that you have here. Just to talk a little bit about what you have on the computer and some of the equipment as well.
We have two computers down here for editing film or audio. One is a PC, the other is a Mac, so it depends on your preference, what you're comfortable with or what you're wanting to learn more about. And that's, again, a great thing for if somebody's interested in that for their personal use or academically or for a career, that they can try it out.
And one of those things too is like you come down here, you're left in the basement, you're working on stuff, but if you have like any questions, like you are brand new to that, you're just playing around, you can ask someone upstairs, they can give you a hand too.
Yeah. And also if kind of the collaborative spirit of a makerspace is to work together. So sometimes if the staff member who you ask might not know all the answers right off the bat, we're not all experts on all the equipment in here, but we're certainly willing to work alongside you to figure it out. And sometimes, like, if you have to then refer the question to somebody else, that's also a possibility.
I want to thank Carly again for doing that interview. It's Hidden Gems Day, presented by Breezewood Floors in Fanshawe College.